No more gas to Finland. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Russia has shut off natural gas supplies to Finland in retaliation for the Nordic country's application to join NATO. U.S. Ambassador to Finland, Douglas Hickey, told Fox's Cavuto Live that efforts are already underway to replace the Russian gas.
The Finns announced an agreement with the U.S. company Accelerate out of Houston that does liquefied natural gas to mitigate that issue. And they fully expect to have that online by the fourth quarter of this year.
Hickey says Russia supplied only about 5% of Finland's total energy requirement. Meanwhile, Turkey's President Erdogan spoke in separate calls with the presidents of Finland and Sweden about his concerns over their intent to join NATO. More than 1,000 cadets graduating from West Point Military Academy in New York today. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, rallied the class to stand with Ukraine.
Let us never forget the massacre that we have just witnessed in Bucha, nor the slaughter that occurred in Mariupol. And the best way to honor their sacrifice is to support their fight for freedom and to stand against tyranny.
Milley said the world is becoming more unstable, with great powers intent on changing the global order. A long road to recovery ahead for a northern Michigan community after a rare tornado struck Friday, killing at least two people. The town of Gaylord suffering widespread devastation with leveled buildings, flipped vehicles, and downed power lines. This woman, an eyewitness.
We saw a dumpster lid fly across the parking lot to the point we thought that it was a car hood. And so then we're going, this is getting a little bit stronger than what we would have thought.
More than 40 people were injured, the governor declaring a state of emergency for Otsego County. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Australian Conservative Prime Minister Scott Morrison has conceded defeat in this weekend's election to the centre-left's Anthony Albanese. The Prime Minister-elect is promising sharper reductions in greenhouse gas emissions and an increased minimum wage. Morrison's party was seeking a fourth three-year term. A New York City resident has tested positive for the virus that causes monkeypox but is awaiting final confirmation from the CDC.
The symptoms include fever and rash, muscle aches and chills. Doctors say monkeypox is harder to get than COVID, requiring close contact or the sharing of bodily fluid. The virus is endemic to Central and West Africa and is rarely seen outside the continent. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Boeing's Starliner capsule is now at the International Space Station.
Hard docking complete.
It's a first for Boeing as its Starliner spacecraft docks with the International Space Station. It's also a huge moment in the company's multi-billion dollar contract with NASA to fly astronauts to and from space, as noted by ISS astronaut Bob Hines.
Today marks a great milestone towards providing additional commercial access to low Earth orbit, sustaining the ISS, and enabling NASA's goal of returning humans to the moon and eventually to Mars.
No crew was aboard Starliner, just the mannequin, Rosie the Rocketeer, and 800 pounds of cargo. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
A suspect is in custody in connection with a Thursday night shooting that injured four people at the end of a high school graduation in Hammond, Louisiana. Police Chief Edwin Bergeron Jr.
The sad thing is that people bring guns to events like this when it should be a joyous moment for people that have spent the last 12 years of their life coming to a graduation, and then all of a sudden we end up in a situation like this.
20-year-old Trent Thomas faces multiple charges, including attempted second-degree murder. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.